So yesterday we had this our Mishnah that was both difficult, both according to Abaye and according to Rava. Because the Mishnah at the beginning seemed to say that the only reason it doesn't work when you're Makadosh Isha Bita is that you're doing it simultaneously. But if you do one of the two, it would work, which is not like Rava, who says you need a Kedusha that is Mesurim Labia that you can do Bia. But the second part of the story is where you Makadosh five people, and two of them were sisters, and it says the two are not Makadoshes and the three are, it's Atva Chamar. Why isn't that a case when you're trying to do a Kenyan to a person and a donkey, meaning one half of the Kenyan can't work, so none of the Kenyan works? That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answered Abaye and answered Rava. Abaye answered that there's two cases in the Mishnah. Case number one is he's Mekadosh them together, it doesn't work, but if he would do one of the two, it would work. That's one. That, and then if he says the one that I can consummate the Kedushin with, so then if he says all you that I can consummate Kedushin with, so then the halacha is that only the first three, the other three are Mekadosh, not the two sisters, because he can't consummate Kedushin. But that's because he made that as a t'nai. But if he would say all five, none would work. That's how Abaye understands the story of the Mishnah. Rava learns that the Mishnah is talking about, he said, one of the two. One of the two. And he said five sisters, and he also said five people. He said, all you plus one sister. So therefore, he never meant to be Mekadosh two sisters, so it's not Atra Chamar, but at the same time, it doesn't work for the sister because it's Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labia. That's what we learned yesterday, and now we're up to the Rashi. Top, second Rashi on the page, second line from the top. Rava Matayat Masitzin L'Tamei. Hodek Tani Ka'achas. Now Rava has to deal with the word in the Mishnah that says, HaMekadosh Isha Bito Shnei Achos Ka'achas. Doesn't that say together? The way Rava is learning, he's not doing it together. He's doing one of the two. It is not to make a diyek. It is not to infer that if you say one of the two, it works. If you mekadosh one of the two, it's like you did both together. So Rava learns ka'achas is not what you did. The Mishnah is saying when you try to do one, it's like you try to do both, and it doesn't work. The hashta lav atva chamaru. Right, then it's not atva chamar when he says kulchem and one of the two sisters. This is Rava's answer. It's not that the sisters aren't capable of Kedushin. One sister is capable of Kedushin. But that is, we don't know which one. He had he designated Batschiyahi. She would be able to have Kedushin. The three other ones are Mekudosh. Period. Now, Rashi wants to say,
what is the suffix? I thought it's
therefore, because it's a suffix, it's Emesurim Labia, and it doesn't work. That's what Rashi is telling me. The reason Kedusha Shemesurim Labia doesn't work is why is it a Kedusha Shemesurim Labia? Because you don't know which sister. Because the Kedusha doesn't designate which sister. Because it could be either of the sisters, therefore it doesn't work. Zok Rashi. Now Rashi is bothered. Why don't we say that he said one of you, period? Why do we have to say that he said three plus one of the sisters? Why are we saying Rava's answering that he said kulchem v'achas mishtei achoyes? Why can't it be that it says he said one of you, period? One of the five. Zok Rashi v'hodli ukum v'gadam achas mikem shum d'kari masisim kulchem. The Mishnah does say the word kulchem. We don't want to ignore the fact that there's a word called kulchem. We don't want to say that it's only one of the many. So therefore we say, kulchem means all the ones, not the sisters. The trashy I, we could say it means one of you, one of kulchem. The trashy, we don't want to say that, because later on the Mishnah is going to say a chiddush from our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to say that our Mishnah can see that one woman can become a shliach for the other women. The Gemara assumes that it's one of the five that's accepting Kedushin for all the five. That means here is this woman accepting Kedushin for her competition. And the Mishnah is telling me that it works. So that can only be if it's been Kaddish more than one. Rashi is answering a question here. Why couldn't Rava say that instead he said all of them, he said one of all of you? Instead of saying all you plus one sister, why couldn't the Mishnah mean one of all of you is Mukadashas? So therefore, three of them are Safek Kedushin, and the two sisters are not Safek Kedushin. Why does he have to say that he said all plus one sister? Why is he saying that in the Mishnah? Once he's changing and he says it means one of the sisters, why can't he say he said one of all of you? That's what Rashi is bothered with. So it's Rashi, because later on the Gemara is going to be medaying from here that a woman can become a shliach to be mekabel kedushin for a competition. Here is a woman acting as a messenger for all five, or for all three. These women are going to be her competition. So the Gemara has a dig that way. So Rava, because the Gemara makes that dig later on, and we're going to see when we get there how that dig works, because Rava wants to stick to that dig, he learns kucha means three of you plus one sister. Instead of saying, it means one of the five. Yes?
So the other three, for whom she's being a shliach, have to designate her as shliach.
Correct. Correct.
I don't understand what the
shliach is. Okay, I said we'll worry about it when we get there. I knew this was going to happen. Sorry. I said we're going to worry about it when we get there. What's your problem?
Kucha means three of us.
Again, Rava is saying that the word kulchem is being split. Three plus one sister.
Right.
Why can't he just say it means one of all five of you? Achas mi kulchem. One second. Let me explain. I'm middle talking. Instead of splitting the word saying all plus one, which it doesn't say in our Mishnah, that's how he learns the words. So just say it means one of all of you. Now, welcome would be the same. The three of them would be Suffolk Mukadashis, and you would have to give them a get. And the sisters would not be Suffolk Mukadashis, with the Kedusha Shemus from
Libya. What was it? He said one from all of them?
One of you five is Mukadashis.
But that's not what he wanted. He wanted to marry all five.
Again, how do you know he wanted to marry all five?
You're married, it says.
It all means that they need a get.
Why would you say Kulcha
means one? Again, why does Kulcha mean three of you plus one? That's not what the word kulcha means either.
Well, you have to say that because it can't be.
So why don't he answer that means one of all of you? Instead of making three plus one, why can't it be?
Four out of five instead of one out of five.
Again, it's still not kulcha. It's still not the word.
Right, but it's closer. It's
80%. So Rashi says it would have been made more sense to say one of all of you than to say three plus one. So Rashi, Rava didn't want to do it because of the Gemara later. That's all. Yes.
One of five, same as the first one of two?
No, they're not sisters. One of five, there's three here that are eligible for Kedushin that are Mesurim Labia. Now, Laka would be the same. All Rashi's saying is when you change, why is this a Kiddush? Because to tell me Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labia doesn't work. So it would still tell me that. Nothing would change. All you would gain is instead of having to say 3 plus 1, it would be 1, period. Rashi feels that's a simpler shot. So Rashi, Rava didn't say it because of Gemara later on.
Dr. Harris is saying that he's still said Kulchem according to the Rashi's question, or he changed everything this in 1.
Rashi's question is that he said Achas Mikulchem.
Achas
Mikulchem.
Achas Mikulchem. Yeah.
Okay. I said Achas Mikulchem. You keep on stressing that. I'm trying to keep the word Kulchem in there. You're trying to ask the question and change the word.
Achas Mikulchem.
Which means Achas Mikulchem. Dr. Gemara Baiter. Tashma. We are 5th wide line. Tashma. Hamekadesh as bitay stam. The guy has multiple daughters, some over 12 and a half, some under 12 and a half, and he accepts Kedushin for one of the daughters. Without
Hello, did anybody else lose audio?
Yeah, I'm calling back now. Now the mask thing is over, did you?
Okay, so why is that lucky that the inference is that the Ktanis are a suffix? Kedusha Shem and Surim Labia. Chuf to the Rava. Amalak Rava, how come my eskinan, kishayin sham el gdailu ktana? There's only one gdaila and one ktana. So the mission is telling me that the ktana is mukadashis. And the gdaila is not mukadashis. There's no suffix. There's only one girl that's eligible. Let's catch up with Rush. Dr. Ashi Amakadish has beat this time. Achas mibnei secha mukadashesli. One of your daughters is married to me. Eina baigris b'chlau. Im yesh baigris harbe. Even if there are many over 12 and a half. Ein achas mehem b'safek kedushin halalu. None of those are in a safek kedushin l'hitzarech yet. Pisha'ena b'shusa v'kabalu kedushin. He has no ownership over them to accept kedushin. Haktanes b'chlau. Shrichas get, afilu harbe. Even if there are many ktanas, they would all need a get. Kshein sham o begeres achas uktana achas. Therefore, bekibin shein agdaila besufik, ain kedushin ala bektana. Since the gdaila is out of the equation, there's only one girl, and it works. Bekidushin vadayain. This is not a suffik, this is a definite kedushin. Vuhu adin zaktuashi, im hoi sham gdaila sarve. I don't care how many over 12 and a half there are. Keep it in the Mechlal, have a little Kedushin Bektana. They don't make a difference. I can have 20 older girls and one younger girl. All I care is about that there's only one younger girl. Ulahachi, Yitzchak Lishnuyek Sheisham El Gdaila Achas. So why is the Gemara answer there's only one over 12 and a half? I don't care how many there are over 12 and a half. Now, Karkach, to answer. The Gemara answered, there's only one over 12 and a half. Why did the Gemara have to say that? All the Gemara has to answer is, there's only one under 12 and a half. I don't care how many there are over 12 and a half. The answer is, Shein Shavu G'day L'Achas, Da'av Korka K'tanis Dumbi G'day L'Zdaikinan. Because it says, G'day Lois U'Ktanis. So if you're going to say G'day Lois is plural, it's hard to say K'tanis is singular. So therefore we say it's all singular. That's why we can say that the Ktana is Mukadesh. Correct the Gemara. It's very nice, but the Mishnah said plural. You're ignoring the plural of the Mishnah. Correct the Gemara. How could Rabbi answer that? Well, by grace, Ktani. It says, Ein habay grace b'chlau. That says there are many of them, and if there are many of them, then there are many younger ones also. Because the Mishnah is inferring the over 12 and a half, the many are not Mekudeshes. The younger are Sufik Mekudeshes. Because that's how Mishnayos write. They write in plural, so the inference is plural as well.
What if the case was that there's plural about...
Then the Mishnah would have spoken that out. And for the Gemara, my Begris, Begris the Alma. It doesn't mean that there are many over 12 and a half. What it means to say is that in many cases, there are many girls. In each case, there was one Gdaila, one Gdana. But there could be many people that do this. So all over 12 and a half are not included. Meaning, not in the same case are there multiple 12 and a half. In each case, there's one 12 and a half and one under 12 and a half. And that since there could be many cases, so we write it in plural, Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Vabaygris Ktani Tuba. Means many. So the diak would be plural ktanas, the ikatarti. There's more than one. Baigras the alma. Kal ish yeshle bas baigeres. In every case, they wouldn't be included. The multiple is not because of multiple girls in one household. The multiples is because of multiple girls in multiple households. I don't comment on Gemara's truths. You know what I mean? I don't pick sides in Tanoim. I don't pick sides in Amaroim. I don't pick sides in Mishainim. Again. If I said it, you can sit and argue. Dr. Gemara Veit. Ihachi, if that's the case, Maila Memra. See, Bishlaim, if there are multiples, then the Chiddush of the Mishnah would be Abaya. That even though there are multiple Ktanas, they're suffering Kiddush. That would be the Chiddush of the Mishnah. But now that you're saying there's one, I can figure this out on my own. I don't need a Mishnah to tell me that if there's one Bagaris and one Ktana, that he means the Ktana because he can't do the Bagaris. It's an obvious thing. If there are multiples, you can tell me the Chiddush is that even though there are multiples, they need a get like Abaya. But now that you're learning like Rava, there's not multiples, there's only one. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Zakrashi. Ihachi Maila Memra. If you learn that there are many, it's your chlamistim shim the yukadida. The chiddush would be the inference. The meidak hoktanas beklau to tell me that the multiple ktanas are included. Lashmina the kedushin shem misurim lebiyav a kedushin. It would tell me that chiddush. And lahashta lo yiyu etzruch lo the yukadida etzruch. There's no chiddush to tell me that the bagaris is not included, and there's no chiddush to tell me that the ktana is included because there's only one. The pshit of the Megaris Eilu Rishus. Then got El Ktana, Kedushim Mesurim Labiyah. Then there's only one Ktana, and that's Mesurim Labiyah, pshit of the Abba Kedushim. According to Rabbi, there's no Kiddush in the Mishnah. According to Abaya, the Kiddush would be that the Ktanas are Mekudeshes, even though they're multiples. But according to Rabbi, one Megaris, one Ktana. I know a father can't accept for Megaris, and I know he can accept for Ktana, so he obviously meant the Ktana. What's the Kiddush? And for the Gemara. I'm going to speak it out, and then we'll try to learn it inside. The Begaris made him a shliach. So he's a shliach for the Begaris, and he has a obligation to marry off his daughter, Niktana. That's under his auspices. He's doing the Begaris a favor, and he has his own obligation to marry off Niktana. And he goes and he says, you can have one of my daughters. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the person doesn't mean to do the favor. He means to do his obligation, which is to marry off his Ktana. That even though he's a shliach of the Gdailah, and he has the right to accept the Kedusha for the Gdailah, but his obligation is, the Gemara is going to say, I'll tell you, forget about it. The Gemara is going to say a different Svara. The Gemara is going to say, he gets the money from the Ktana. He gets nothing from the Gdailah. So we say, if he meant a daughter, he meant where he makes money. That's going to be the Gemara's first approach. So the Gemara's answer is, that the chiddush of the Mishnah is there's only one begaris and there's only one ketana. And the begaris made him a shliach. And he has all right to marry her off. Now, he said, my daughter. It could be either of the two. We say, no, it doesn't mean either of the two. Because the one he makes money, and the one he doesn't make money. So we say, he definitely meant the one he meant makes money. So we know which one he meant. And the problem is, the Gemara says, what if the Megaris told him to keep the money? So then he makes money either way. The Gemara answers, his obligation is to marry off his ketana. His marrying off his older daughter is a favor. People do their obligation before they do favors. And therefore, he meant to do his younger daughter, not his older daughter. First the Gemara tries the money. Then the Gemara comes back and says, maybe he can keep the money either way. So to Gemara, people don't leave over their obligation, which is to marry off their younger daughters, and their older daughters can fend for themselves, and he's doing them a favor. Favors come after obligations. That's the Gemara's answer. Sunday morning, 6:30, we'll make them continue, and then on Tuesday morning, 6 o'clock.